From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for an attack that hit Afghanistan's eastern city of Jalalabad Wednesday, although did not provide immediate evidence for the claim. The group said the operation involved a car bomb and three other attacks that targeted British, Swedish, and Afghani government institutions in Jalalabad without providing further details. Gunmen stormed an office of aid agency Save the Children and battled security forces surrounding the building, killing at least three people and wounding 20 others. Twin car bombings in Benghazi, Libya, killed 33 people and wounded dozens more Tuesday. The first car blew up outside a mosque in the Al-Salmani neighborhood Tuesday. A second bomb exploded at the same location 30 minutes later with the apparent intention of killing police and rescue workers. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the attacks. The United Nations mission in Libya condemned the bombings, emphasizing that attacks against civilians are a violation of international humanitarian law. Pentagon Chief Jim Mattis would like to boost U.S. cooperation with Indonesia's military, calling a recent meeting successful and outlined forward-looking discussions.
Understanding of the security issues in the region, from counterterrorism to freedom of navigation, that sort of thing.
Mattis's visit aims to expand overall military cooperation with Indonesia, which is modernizing its military. For additional stories, videos, pictures, and more, be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find stories on our VOA mobile app and get the stories delivered directly to you. This is VOA News. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell detailed what needed to be done to secure an immigration solution in the Senate.
We will have a fair and open process that will give a variety of different points of view an opportunity to express themselves. And I think, as all of you know who cover the Senate, whoever gets 60 votes wins.
President Donald Trump already rejected an immigration proposal negotiated by three Republicans and three Democratic senators that reportedly included a legislative fix for recipients of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA program, enhanced border security, and reforms to legal immigration. Wednesday, Syria and Russia accused the United States of lying about chemical weapons attacks in the Syrian conflict as a way of derailing efforts to bring an end to the fighting. Speaking in France, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson criticized a recent attack in East Ghouta that killed 20.
The recent attacks in East Ghouta raise serious concerns that Bashar al-Assad's Syrian regime may be continuing its use of chemical weapons against its own people.
More than two dozen like-minded nations endorsed a political commitment to share information on combating the use of chemical weapons worldwide. The Justice Department said that Attorney General Jeff Sessions was questioned for hours in the special counsel's Russia investigation. This comes as prosecutors move closer to a possible interview with President Donald Trump about whether he took steps to obstruct an FBI probe into contacts between Russia and his 2016 campaign. The interview with Sessions last week makes him the highest-ranking Trump administration official and first cabinet member known to have submitted to questioning. Zimbabwe's new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, said Wednesday the country will hold transparent elections by July and he would respect the results if the opposition wins. The election will be the first big test of his legitimacy since he took power in November when the military ousted Robert Mugabe, who ruled for 37 years. It will also test the country's electoral system after complaints of rigging at previous votes. Mnangagwa also told the World Economic Forum in Davos that the nation was open for business. The European Union's envoy to China is demanding Beijing immediately release a Hong Kong-based bookseller who has been arrested for the second time in 2 years.
We expect the Chinese authorities to immediately release Mr. Gui Minhai from detention and to allow him to reunite with his family, to get consular support and medical support in line with his rights.
Gui Minhai holds Swedish citizenship. His daughter Angela says he was traveling to Beijing after showing symptoms of the neurological disease amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, also known as ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.